All right, folks, we are back, and it is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Folks, this is your host, who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I'm coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Tuesday. We've got some good information for you today. The first hour we've got in the studio is a blast from our past. Walter Wofford, the man who knows more about real estate than anybody that I know, probably 10 or 15 people together. And what Walter showed me is that all those years I was in real estate, I was in the wrong end of it. Teeny did I realize until I got with him and he said, oh, here. And then, this is actually a lot easier. Seems to be a little bit more profitable and I'm a lot less stressed.
Great.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Glad to be here. Glad to be here again.
You pull that towards you there. Pull it down. Make it comfortable for you. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, man, it's good to have you back, Walter Wofford. And, we've had him on the air about four or five times now since the beginning of the year. Well, the beginning of last year, I guess. Yeah, I guess it's been over a year, hasn't it? And we've talked about different topics, different opportunities. Folks, as long as we maintain this form of government that we have, where private property rights are respected and the rule of law is respected, real estate will always be a great opportunity for those who partake. Would you not agree, Walter?
I do. I do agree. And I've been doing it 42 years.
42
years. That's about as long as you've been doing it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you probably got about five or six on me. And, you guys stayed in the investment side and I stayed on the residential side, even though we started out doing a lot of the things together. That's when back in the days when, it was just a straight up handshake deal. And you leave the luncheon and go out and look at the house and the deal is done and everybody made a little money. It was a fun time then. It really was.
Well, times are returning.
Is that right?
Well, we did, even back then, we didn't need a contract.
That's
if we
right.
had an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a price. Here's prorate the taxes. Who's going to pay for closing? And we did a lot of transactions that mm-hmm. way.
That's right. And while things have changed, the opportunities are still there. And Walter is here to tell you about some different aspects. Folks, there are, and I was saying the other day on the air, most people don't understand real estate. Even real estate professionals don't understand all angles. As it is with lawyers, they don't do all areas of the law. And I know the court system is really a little vague on what all the different titles and names and all that stuff mean. But there are opportunities for those who want to avail themselves of information. And that's what Walter consistently gives out to those who want to partake. And that's what he's here to talk to us about today. Information that you can use for what, passive income?
Passive income generation.
Okay.
All right, so at some point, and Kim, I'm speaking to you,
okay,
that you want to get off that treadmill of transaction-based income.
Right.
And that's what your realtor
right.
fees are. And, of course, Kim and I both have been incapacitated with COVID years ago and spent some time in the hospital, so we know firsthand what it's like to have your transaction-based income interrupted. Correct?
That is correct.
And so it's fresh on my mind, and I wanted to just assure, everybody had, we don't realize yet that everybody here listening has a terminal illness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that is? Old age.
Yeah. It's coming to get you.
Anyway, so if your transaction-based income is interrupted through health, or you just want to quit working, then that's why passive income is such an important piece. And of course, we've been in the rental business in Jackson for many years, and we help tenants become homeowners by seller financing to them. But there's always opportunities if you just take time to listen. That it's more of investment real estate is more of a thinking man's game rather than a running man's game.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you sit down and look at the opportunity, you could come up with 10 different ways.
Right.
And I tell my buddies, buying for cash is just one of 100 ways.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And selling for cash is just one of 100 ways.
And, that's one of the things that we've been trying to do to get people to understand that there are multiple ways, many ways to purchase, to sell, to buy, and you need to be open to the opportunity, but many times you need to be educated so that you can be open to the opportunities because they're out there.
Lots of them. So let me just mention a couple of more passive income opportunities. So I, today up here, I was listening to the stock market fell 500 points. That's a pretty big drop.
Yeah.
And so we're not so dependent on that. We're looking to create income streams, passive income streams. I like to call it mailbox money, where you can, of course, people don't get checks in the mail anymore. They get them directly to put into your account. But I like generating a passive income because the more gray hair that I get, the more I don't want to have to go out and repeat the transaction. I want to do one transaction that has residual income coming in. And that's what we can do. You know, there's I took the time earlier this year to go down and find out how many active buyers in Hinds County, active real estate investor buyers, how many do you think there would be? I can give you an exact number.
I would have no idea. I would think those who have an ear to hear, they are active buyers if the opportunity is presented to them. So I don't, I really don't have a number.
Well, there, I can tell you.
Tell me.
There's over 350 active buyers who've bought and sold multiple properties in Hinds County in the last 6 months.
So is there a flag on their file somewhere to say, I am an active real estate investor?
No, I had to buy the data from the county, which you can do, and I went down. Of course, in Hinds County, you can't look at the documents without going down there.
Right.
So I have spent many, many, many hours looking at documents and determined, you know, if they're buying an LLC, most likely they're an investor. And then when they buy multiple, yeah, then I want to talk to those folks because I want to get in the way of commerce, either buying or selling.
Right.
And, you know, we've got a lot of people who invest in Jackson from around the country, a whole lot of people. Out in the parking lot, I was just talking to two investors from Miami.
Really?
That they are buying lots of properties here in Jackson. I'm selling.
They just happen to be walking there?
No, no. They would call me on the phone.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wait a minute. Let me. We'll be right back.
There's another young couple that I've been very impressed with. They're from Israel, buying in Jackson, fixing up to rent properties. And so there are whole bunches of people that are doing that. Not so many people from Jackson doing it, percentage-wise.
Right.
Because it's, you know, if people come from California, they say that you can buy a house for $40,000, $50,000, it rents for $1,000. They start slobbering.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Because you can't do that out in California.
That's right. And, you know, and that's it. Opportunities. When you leave your hometown or leave where you are, the opportunities have become clear. When you're sitting there where you've always sat, you know, it's the same old drab, this, that, or the other. That's why you need to expand your horizons, and Walter's trying to help you do that if you have an ear to hear. So you're talking about passive income. You're talking about the different folks who are taking advantage of it. How can someone get involved with – well, first of all, just you say it's helicopter money or mailbox money.
Mailbox money. Mailbox not money. Helicopter money.
Oh, yeah, that's COVID money. I'm sorry. PPP.
Yeah, so over the Christmas holidays, I got a group of about 10 people like-minded who – generate opportunities to invest, and that would be selling a house that somebody wants to fix and flip, fix it up, sell it retail, or somebody wants to have a rental. These are active buyers and sellers in the Jackson market. And I said, why don't we create an event? And we called it PassiveCashflowInvestors.com. So on your phone, just type that in there or your computer, PassiveCashflowInvestors.com. And what we've settled on, so we've had three meetings, January, February, and March. And so far, we've had 135 people come to one or more of those meetings. And you know what's interesting about that, Kim? I didn't know 80% of them.
Fresh investors are idealists.
Well, so we, you know, nobody's got a corner on the market for sure here in Jackson. There's not one person that does 1% of 1% of the transactions. So We don't have any big players. All the hedge funds have tucked their tails between their legs and left. Most of them have.
Tell us about the hedge fund just quickly before we go to the break.
All right,
what's going on with them?
Well, I can't tell you for sure other than there have been about six that have come to town in the last 5 to 7 years. And their idea was to buy a property, fix it up, and they did that. They spent a lot of money fixing them up, and they want to just rent them. And what that has done, it took so many of the first-time home buyers off the market. The houses that would be first-time home buyers just weren't available because they gobbled them up. One company bought, over the last 3 years, over 1,000 houses. And what they had made the classic mistake that I've made before is buying too much too fast, more than you can fix up and get the income generate.
Right.
And so at one point, they had 250 houses in Jackson vacant, getting vandalized, not getting fixed up.
And it caused the ire of many city officials, elected officials, and resulted in landlord-tenant inspection laws. So we kind of took it in the shorts here because of that.
Well, they got cheap money. Yeah. They borrowed. I know one of them borrowed money from a teachers union out in a western state, and they might have paid 2 or 3% to keep the money work. And then they would buy the house and rent it out for these high rates that we have in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just working on the spread, but they weren't helping the community other than they were improving the property.
Right.
But they weren't putting homeowners in there.
Right.
And I think that's – now, when you become mayor, mm-hmm. I want you to focus on that.
Well, you know, my thoughts are the taxes are still being paid. The property was improved. I think we need to also address the poverty of the spirit of the renter and of Jacksonians in general, because the poverty of the spirit is leading to a lot of this crime, also along with the trash and everything else. But that's another show. We'll get to that at some point. But you're absolutely right. It cuts both ways, to say the least. It cuts both ways, what they were doing, the investing, et cetera. And we can do more responsible investing, which is something you've been saying all down through the years with your impact investing, that you can do it, make a nice profit, and do good at the same time.
Right. And so we add another element that most people don't, and that is we use retirement accounts to buy these houses.
Mm-hmm.
And these would be Roth IRAs and 401ks and even some specialty accounts like your health savings account. If you had one that you could self-direct, you could buy a house in it.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy and sell a house. You could rent it. There's also the Coverdell Education Savings Account. You can self-direct that. And so take your skill. You got mm-hmm. skill of buying and selling.
Mm-hmm.
Use this account that might be for a grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
Has that. And the money goes back into the account, and then it's sent off to the school, and you don't pay taxes on the money.
Mm-hmm.
See, so many people hadn't figured this out, that you got to earn investment income, then pay taxes on it, then send them to school.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a Coverdell Education Savings Account, very easy to do, and you self-direct it into real estate or something you know, you earn the investment income. You do not pay the taxes when you send the money off to the school.
That's right. That's right. And then you have the ability, as it says, self-directed to make the investment choices that help grow it. And because you're not using that, you don't intend to use that money for anything other than the purpose of educating your kid, grandkid, et cetera. It's basically you put the thing on steroids. Your money is literally working for you. Your dollars are making dollars.
Well, your skill set is working for you, too.
Okay.
So the stock market, I don't know anything about the stock market, so maybe somebody needs to educate me, but I don't have any influence over the stock market.
Right.
You can buy and sell. That's not true with real estate. Mm-hmm. I can take a house that I can buy wholesale and from in the wholesale arena, fix it up and sell it retail with financing.
Right.
That's arbitrage, buying in one market, selling in another market with financing.
Hmm. Folks, we're talking with Walter Wofford. Wofford, do you have a contact information, web address? I know you're not real big on all the social media, Instagram and all that kind of stuff. But
I am not. But just type in your browser on your phone or your computer, PassiveCashflowInvestors.com.
PassiveCashflowInvestors.com. Our hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. That number is 601-879-0002. You got a question, a comment for Walter, give us a call. All right, folks, we got the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Walford is here in the studios with us. I like Walter. The main thing is that he is so willing to give information, because I guess he's realized over the years, you need the more the merrier. You want that currency to flow.
Well, you got to have a team.
Got to have a team.
You know, I found that out early on when I was at Millsaps College in the 70s.
Mm.
For some reason or another, I was knocking on doors in Belhaven trying to buy houses.
Mm.
I didn't have anybody to help me, so I had the eye of the tiger. I had desire and discipline. I just didn't have somebody to show me.
Mm-hmm.
And had I had a mentor at that time in my life, it would have changed my life dramatically.
Because
I already knew what I wanted to do. You know, college was just kind of a waste of time for me.
Right, right. Well, you know, we're here talking about passive income. Walter, now you mentioned about mayoral aspirations and yada, yada. One of the things that I would like to do in that capacity, there is a ball of money tied up in the housing stock in Jackson. I'd like to take that Coverdale educational IRA and all the various IRAs you're talking about and let these people who are settled down with student loans employ the technique Walter's talking about. Buy up some of these houses and use the income from those investment opportunities, whether it's buying notes or buying the houses, to pay off your student loan, while at the same time improving the housing stock in Jackson. Everybody's making money. Everybody's happy. It's not rocket science.
No, it'll work.
It'll work all day long. So if you're interested, and particularly for those of you out there who's got somebody who can work with their hands, can do a little bit of work, that's an opportunity for you. Or if you don't have someone but you just want to make your put your money to work for you, make your money make money, then that's what Walter's talking about. So how often do you guys meet?
All right, so this is passivecashflowinvestors.com. Mm-hmm. Put it in your browser. So we meet once a month on a Saturday morning, third Saturday in the month. And it's a 9 to 12, and then we have lunch. Mm-hmm. So we have catered in. We charge $20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you get lunch.
Okay.
Now, that's something you can afford, right?
Yeah.
But more importantly is we have four or five different presentations on different passive cash flow models. Okay, so we had last time we had, you know this exists, but many people don't, that you can use short-term rentals, Airbnb, VRBO, you can actually do that with your retirement account. So the income you make is tax-free. Okay.
And then you're not going to be drawing down on that retirement money anytime soon. All you're doing is growing the egg, because what would be happening to that money otherwise? It would just be, sitting there?
You're going to be paying Uncle Sam a big share of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not necessary, because Congress gave us these tools. And you say, well, how long have these been around? Well, you could have self-directed a traditional IRA beginning in 1978.
Okay.
All right. Now, I was in college.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 44 years ago.
All right. So, in 98, the Roths came out, and so you don't get a deduction when you make a contribution to a Roth, but it grows tax-deferred. And when you take out a qualified distribution, which means, by definition, you've had the account open for 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half, then you can take that money out tax-free.
Right.
That's a huge difference.
Well, now, let's just say people hear IRA. They say, well, I got IRA on my job. Is that the type of IRA that's eligible?
Yeah, so you got to get you're talking about a 401k mostly, and you don't really get access to that until you quit or you retire.
Okay.
And then they say, here's your retirement account. You don't know what to do with it. So you got to learn what to do with it. And that's what we're there. That's what this passive cash flow investors, we're showing opportunities where somebody could take their retirement account and they can make a loan for a real estate transaction. They
become a bank. Banker.
They could become the bank. They could also participate. All right, you found a good deal, Kim. Mm-hmm. And I'm just picking numbers.
Right.
That would you do this? I'm going to test you in front of your audience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got a deal that you're buying for 40, you think you can sell it for 60 wholesale.
Right.
and you got everything going for you except the money, right?
Right.
And so would you offer this out? You find somebody, you put the money up, we'll put a deed of trust on the property to secure you. And when it sells, you get your 40 back, mm-hmm. and we split the profit 50-50.
There you go.
Would you do that?
Folks, they're doing this all day long. So if you're in a position where they're telling you, okay, you got to take your money, it's going to be distributed, you need to do something with it, these are the ideals that he's offering. Just investigate. I mean, nobody's going to – once you attend the seminar, you're not being forced to buy the book by the at the end of the seminar.
We don't have any.
Yeah. None of that. You're getting information that you can go back and verify yourself through whatever sources you want to use. But it is an opportunity for you to take that money that they tell you out of your 401k that you got to take and do something with and put it in a educational fund for your grandchild or health fund or whatever else you want to do. And again, invest it so you'll have that there to take care of the education or your health care needs, et cetera. It's not rocket science. In fact, it is a government gift. They don't give out many, but this is one that you can use.
And they've been doing it for years, Kim, many, many years. So what we give examples of how we create our own discounted mortgages. Mm-hmm. So we'll go back to that $40,000, and instead of selling it wholesale for $60,000, we'll fix it up and sell it to a homeowner for $80,000 with financing. They put a down payment. So what do? We got a $40,000 basis, and we may have created a $70,000 mortgage.
Hmm.
So we're creating our own discounted mortgages.
Hmm.
We do that all the time. I did one this week already.
Folks, this is a great idea. For those of you getting that 13th check and you trying to figure out, Walter, how much money do they need? Do they need millions of dollars? Become a thousandaire, a hundredaire? What do they need to start an IRA?
To contribute an IRA,
yeah.
That's one thing. That's one question to start one now. But the other one is for those that already have those.
Right.
And so I would say you need to come and be an investigator. Come and pass the sniff test to see what you think. Because we have 12 people that started this group, and each person there generates deal flow.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we'd rather do a joint venture with somebody than take it all one on ourselves. And we learned that, didn't we?
That's right.
When markets change, you want to have joint venture partners.
So if you want to learn, and let's just say that you got some money that, okay, I don't know. I say, look, lend me $10,000. I'm going to pay you $2,500 on that in 30 days. Dude, you just made 25%.
You could do that. You could do that. Now, a lot of people don't realize that seller financing is a part of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading an article just a minute before I got on the show that the number of seller finance homes in the USA increased by 7.4% last year. And why? Why did they increase?
Because people need options, yeah.
Because the houses were harder to sell because of higher interest rates. They didn't sell.
Right.
And so you and I remember back in 85 and 86 when the FHA mortgage was 18%. There were no buyers other than seller finance buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year in the U.S., there were 90,000 seller finance transactions.
Wow. And folks, think about it. Don't walk off and let your property go back. Not before talking with one of the professionals or Radio Strongman. And let's see if there's an option for you to not only save your credit, but maybe get a few pesos in the process. Because, look, you don't have to let it go back. Those 100 ways that Walter spoke of, this is just one of the various. You need information. At the end of the day, we're going to lay all this information out on a coffee table. You can say, oh, okay, I can see this. I can see that. And you're under no obligation. You can take it to your Uncle Joe or whoever else you need to, hey, is this legit?
We're just showing you what we're doing. That's all we're doing, examples. Now, I did over the New Year's, I came into the flow of some people who wanted to sell some of these mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, well, I don't want to do a seller finance because there's no liquidity. I can't get my money out. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. That is not true if you structure it right. There are buyers for those notes. And I had a lady call me up. Never met her, but she had two seller finance notes in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She created them 4 years ago, and she needed to cash them out to go pay for her child's first year of college.
Right.
And so they were had two notes. They had a loan balance of 47,
mm-hmm.
right at $1,000 total coming in, and these folks were paying on time. So I said, well, what do you want? How much do you want for that? And she said, I'd like to have $30,000 for these notes. Mm-hmm. I said, I can do that. And we bought them.
Right.
And so I just bought a discounted mortgage. So I create them when we buy it for cash and then sell to tenants
mm-hmm.
as homeowners. We also buy discounted mortgages.
Wow. Folks, information, and that's going to be the third Saturday of the month at the Realtors Building there on, what is that?
It's behind Patty Pack.
Behind Patty Pack there in Ridgeland, right next to Ridgeland High. We'll be giving you more information. As a matter of fact, he can give you that web address right now before we go to break.
PassiveCashflowInvestors.com.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and we have Walter Wofford in the studios. That's the third Saturday in the month, every month at the Realtors Building there in Ridgeland, right next to Ridgeland High School. And you can, what time you start?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. And lunch is provided for $20.
Well, we need to know ahead of time. So that's why you go to the site, PassiveCashflowInvestors.com, because it's catered.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, the first time we did it, we had 30 people that showed up unannounced.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of strained our food budget.
Yeah, they're staring at your sandwich there.
So let me tell you a little bit more about what we do.
Okay.
So the 10 or 12 people that came together that are active deal makers in our market have joint venture opportunities to show how they've done it using retirement accounts and non-retirement accounts. So we've talked about making a loan. You can do that to create passive income. You can joint venture with somebody to buy and sell a property.
Mm-hmm.
Can do that. You don't need a license for that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you own it. And we can do lots of different kinds of joint ventures.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about where we buy, use our retirement accounts to buy the house at a wholesale price, fix it up, and sell it at retail to homeowners with financing. So here's what we say to the tenants, and see if you like this, Kim. All right, so you're the tenant. I'm making you a proposal. Would you invest 10% of the value of the house, and let's just call that $8,000,
okay,
for an investment for your family to lock in your housing costs for 20 to 30 years at a 30% discount from rent?
Mm.
Would you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good proposition?
Well, and another way of looking at that 30% discount that you're paying on your housing costs monthly, look at it as folks clamor for a $15 an hour raise, $20 an hour. You're giving yourself a raise. Just look at it like that. Because at the end of the day, it's how much money you get to keep. It don't make a difference. You get all these raises, but you don't get to keep it because of taxes or high rent. This is about controlling your housing costs. So you can control your housing, your food, or your clothing. One or all three of those, it's like getting a pay raise. So this is what Walter's offering you. And for those who want owner financing options, Walter, is that something that you can make available to them, these folks that you talk about at this meeting?
Sure. What I do is I really educate folks about the benefits of seller financing, mm-hmm. and there are lots of them.
Right.
There are lots of them because, you know, if you owned an investment property for a number of years and you finance it, then your capital gains tax is spread out over the period of time that you're financing. So you don't have this big clobber of a tax bite
mm-hmm.
if you elect an installment sale. So there's a good reason for doing that.
That's right. And while he's not a CPA or a tax attorney, he shows how he has done those things. And then you can always consult and get more information, yada, yada, yada. But, folks, you got to see, you know, Walt, this is one of the things that people, when I hear people get mad at the millionaires or Trump or whoever, oh, man, they don't pay their taxes. No, you can take advantage of these same laws like the IRAs. They're not being withheld from anybody. You just got to avail yourself of it.
Well, here's the thing, Kim, that of all the retirement account dollars in the U.S., 97% are in traditional investments, mm-hmm. stocks and bonds. So those you buy them through your stockbroker or your financial planner, that sort of thing. The other 3% is in non-traditional.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just give you an example of what you could do with your IRA. You could build a spec house.
Mm-hmm.
You can borrow money to build a spec house. I've owned a boat slip that I rented out with my retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
I bought land and subdivided it and financed it out. Okay? That's very commonly done.
Right.
We have made loans. We have made participation loans where not only do you get a return on your money, you get a piece of the profit or a joint venture. We've done a bunch of those. And so you got to understand the opportunity.
That's right. That's right. And that's where that information, getting educated now. You know, a lot of you folks, you're waiting on a big settlement from Richard Schwartz or whatever like that. You need to be getting information as you wait on that money so you can be better educated rather than just become someone who's out there buying a lot of consumer items. You can make your money work for you and then still get the consumer items off the money that's working for you. There's a method to this madness.
Kim, you know what I found out? That most investors who buy real estate assets don't think about their exit.
Hmm.
What's going to happen when they sell it? And so if you buy a house with your retirement account on the front end,
mm-hmm.
then when you sell it, you're not going to be paying any taxes if it's a Roth IRA,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
That is not true if you don't use your retirement account.
That's right.
Because they got depreciation, recapture, and capital gains, and it could easily be 40%.
That's right. And Uncle Sam gets extremely narrow-minded about his partnership relationships. He let's just say that he's extremely focused on getting his money.
So I'm happy to meet with anybody if they've got a house they need to sell. Or, you know, another thing that I do is I look for people that need really somebody to make a house call.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so let's say they're behind on their payments. So they don't know their choices.
Right, right.
They don't know I can go down this road and go to this road. I can sell. I don't have to sell. I can rent. I need some help. I need to get some money to get it caught up, that sort of thing. And so usually when people are down the road far enough, they got a deer in the headlight, they freeze. They don't mm-hmm. know. And so I'll come in and say, well, here's a possibility. Here's a possibility. Mm-hmm. How about this? How about this? How about
right.
this?
Right. And then if it doesn't work out, you haven't lost anything. They haven't lost anything. But what people need is information. So, again, when you're in that situation, whether it's divorce, you inherited a house, you got a relative living in the house that you inherited, you got issues, we solve those problems for you. Certainly offer you the solutions, whether or not you want that problem solved. And, you know, Walter, people will look at us, oh, you guys are just bottom fishers. You're out there trying to take advantage of people. No, we're giving you information that you didn't have, and it may be, you know, a little take you back a little bit, but at the end of the day, you can take this same information and do it yourself if you want it.
Well, we're solving problems. And one of our group members, Stephanie, who's a realtor, she also is an investor. So she sees sellers often who cannot sell their house for some reason or another.
Right.
And it's usually because the luxury of not fixing their house. They got deferred maintenance. And so what are they going to do? They need to sell at retail. The house needs $20,000. They're never going to sell at retail until it's fixed.
Right.
Because the lenders won't get that far with them.
Right.
So she comes and does a joint venture with the seller.
Mm-hmm.
She comes and provides the capital mm-hmm. to get it fixed, and then they go and sell the house. That's very creative.
Right. And that's what you need. You need the experience. And this is why when you hear Rita Jensen says that she will guarantee the sale of your home, because Rita is bringing all these different options to bear, just as you hear the Hopper and Tom Smith Land and Homes, when it comes to moving land and putting together deals for land. That's what Tom Nemer does. This stuff is not proprietary. It ain't like Walter's got all this and he's got it close to his chest and he's the only one who knows it. It's available for those who want to know.
Yeah, we're standing on the shoulders of others.
That's right.
This is not new. It's been around a long, long time.
That's right.
But the problem is that, and see if this is a true statement, because you've been in the realtor community a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was a realtor for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach investment techniques mm-hmm. as part of their training.
That's right.
And so it's usually just buying and selling, but there's so many other wheels turning.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I told Walter last year, he had his own assignment down at the courthouse. I texted him, I said, man, this place is a printing press down here for money, if you know what you're looking for.
Sure.
Information, data is money. And I traffic in opportunity, and that opportunity comes in the form of data. Knowing things, you could do the same thing. Third Saturday in the month at the Realtor Building, there in Ridgeland, starting at 9 a.m.
But go to the site to sign up.
Okay. Don't show up. If not, you're going to be hungry at lunchtime.
PassiveCashflowInvestors.com. Put it in your browser. Now, we're about done, aren't we?
Hold that thought. Let's do a commercial. When we come back, we'll let you have about 4 minutes.
Good. Thank you.
All right, Walt, the final few minutes of the Kim Wade Show. Now, that's the third Saturday in the month at the Realtors Building, starting at 9 a.m. Go on site, go online, and register so you'll be acknowledged for lunch with your Hamilton with you. And but what else do they need to know?
All right, so that's PassiveCashflowInvestors.com. Type it in your browser. All right, so this meeting was really geared to not so much for real estate professionals.
Okay.
We're not trying to teach techniques to real estate professionals.
Right.
What we're trying to do is bring people that have money they want passive mailbox money and show them opportunities, local opportunities.
Mm.
Why let all the out-of-state investors get all the opportunities?
That's right. And then once you get this information in your head, it's a matter of repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse. So your desire is to – you're looking for students. You're looking for acolytes. You want somebody who's got that burning desire.
Well, I'm looking for the guy just like me at age 19 that knew that they wanted to be the entrepreneurial route, that did not so much want a job as an opportunity, right?
Mm.
And that's you and that's me, both. And I can show how we can use this impact invested in Jackson to help the community put homeowners in there using retirement accounts to buy them. It doesn't have to be your retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
And to do joint ventures, and that's what we're doing right now. And so it's a complicated model, as you know, but it has a lot of benefits. And I could take somebody who had that fire in their eye, the tiger eye, and show them how to do it over a period of time. But if you don't have the discipline and if you don't have the desire, you won't last.
Folks, we're talking Walter Walford, and it seems like there's one other person that you need in that room. That's people with money that they can deploy that money, make more money. But you need information.
And so each time we have different model that we're doing, and it's multiple speakers. It's not one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we bring in a lot of game. We make people, everybody in the room, stand up. Come up here to the front. Tell us who you are, because this is a team sport.
Mm. And, again, you do the cross-pollinization, learn information, put you together a team. You let people know what you're looking for, and they're on the lookout for you. You can deploy that money. It ain't like you got to go out there and swing a hammer or drive around. You got people doing that. Again, that website?
PassiveCashflowInvestors.com. Type it in your browser.
And it's third Saturday in the month at the Realtors Building, but it's open to anyone, particularly those of you with money and those of you with that fire in your eye. Going to take a break. We'll be right back.